Didn't hip hop album.
You said did.
Yeah, or something. Did
it was there.
I heard that too. Oh,
I'm fucking up your accents today. Like,
didn't hip hop. I guess. I guess. Dead end hip hop.
Let me make sure. Let me pronunciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Dead end hip hop album review. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. This unruly mess I've made. Before we get into the review, make sure you go to deadendhiphop.com. Big shout out to Big Stowe and all of the articles and the website management piece that he's taking care of. While you're on deadendhiphop.com, make sure you go check out our merch page, because the t-shirt that BZ's wearing right now, our 5-year anniversary t-shirt, is here only for a limited time. So make sure you go and get that before Rod shuts it down. You're gonna shut down that t-shirt, you ain't gonna be able to get it no more. So don't be hitting us up like, oh, I need it. Nah, go get it right now. And while you at it, go get this one too. The official Dead in Hip Hop UK t-shirt. And you know the reason why we did it, because special shout out, if you're probably gonna see the video somewhere, so we should show them the plaque. But we got a plaque, yeah, I don't know where it is at. But we got a plaque for reaching 100,000 subscribers, and if it wasn't for you, UK, you wouldn't be able to do it. So special shout out to you guys, and that's why we have a t-shirt commemorating you guys as well. Back to the review. It's been a while since we've talked about a Macklemore project. The first time we talked about The Heist, that was my first introduction to Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. So this time I kind of knew what I was getting myself into. And the thing that I like about Macklemore, he has a lot of aspects of what I feel hip-hop artists should have. He's definitely introspective. He definitely has varied production that is pretty awesome on this thing. And he has a lot of features that don't necessarily take away from how dope he is and don't necessarily outshine him. I think that that's really important. And Macklemore is a hell of a rapper. I think that he's able to get his thoughts, his real feelings and emotions out on songs. And I think that that's so important. And I think that he did that on this. I like how he started the album with Light Tunnels, because it's kind of like him explaining the album title of this mess that he's made by winning the Grammys and all of that stuff, and kind of the controversy that stirred up. I think it was interesting that he went and got like a whole bunch of Ken's high school buddies.
Oh, what? My God! That's a good one. That's a good one. That was a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
Ken was there.
What's going on? You gotta give it to him. Louis. That was some good shit. That was good. That was good. That was good. Come on, it's a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Give us a little bit of props.
Shut up, Rob.
Oh shit.
But. I was honestly surprised to see Melly Mel, Grandmaster Caz, Kumo D on the track. Y'all know me. I'm not one that's, like, I didn't grow up in that era. So I don't disrespect those guys, but a lot of times, you know, they sound dated. I can't front. For me, again, no disrespect, it's just I didn't grow up on that, so I don't have an affinity for that type of hip-hop. But I think that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis did a good job of bringing, like, you know, an old school flavor to downtown, but actually making it a little bit, you know, newer. But it worked. It wasn't necessarily one of my favorite tracks on here, but it definitely worked. But I can't front, man. Buckshot with KRS-One and DJ Premier scratching KRS. You know, he's one of the few older guys that I feel like if you give him dope production, he's still gonna rip it. He doesn't sound old and dusty and dated and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could still bring it. And I enjoyed him on this. Again, like, I was talking about how Macklemore is able to express himself and actually talk about things that's going on in his life. Like, growing up, like, I thought that was a real dope track for me. And I'm a big fan of Ed Sheeran, by the way. Like, this, like, Ed Sheeran is dope as hell. But growing up, I thought that was really introspective of him, you know, talking to his kid and talking about, I want you to grow up, but how can I want you to be like me when I'm still growing up? And I think that that's big, because people need to look at their lives and see how you can progress, because life is not something something that is just, it doesn't just start and stop. There's a lot of things along the way, and that you have to learn through those experiences. And you always want to try to give those experiences off to your offspring, so that way they can be better than you. So to me, that's always big when people talk about family, talk about their kids, talk about those things, because to me, that's what matters. That's what's deep. That's what music should invoke. It should invoke those type of emotions. And another dope track for me that I really really liked on this was Bolo Tie featuring YG. That production was dope. Macklemore and YG killed that. Chance the Rapper killed it too. All of the features on this, by the way, killed it. And now with White Privilege too, now that I've actually had it in the context of the album, I was actually, you know, listened to the album multiple times and listened to this track multiple times. I think that track is definitely important for white people. White people, they don't really understand the privilege that they have. And there's this one white psychologist, I can't remember her name.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of her name.
Yeah, where she separates the people.
Yeah.
Yes. And for 15 minutes, when you start to remove their privilege, they wig the hell out. They wig the hell out.
So, I heard about that. Yeah,
it is crazy. When you talk,
I can't think of her name.
Yeah, I can't think of her
name. I can
see
her.
Yeah, glasses, short white lady, white hair. Yep. Obviously, there's people already talking about social issues and like that. But I definitely think that the way Macklemore did it on White Privilege 2 was a very good track. Like I said, when we did the conversation regarding white privilege. I enjoyed it even more now listening to it over and over. But with all that being said, and with all the praise that I'm giving Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, there's a disconnection for me. Like, because there's no replay value here for me. Like, I don't see myself wanting to go back listening. Like, there's a couple tracks like Bolo Tie, Growing Up, that I really, really, really like. But, like, I don't know. Like, there's just not something that makes me want to go back. And it's so crazy because the artist I like, he fills a lot of those checkpoints that I look for. But there's just not something there for me.
You know why you don't like this album?
Why?
This album is so white. It is so white.
Hashtag album so white.
and I'm totally with you. For me, this album doesn't resonate with me at all. Because when I was listening to it, I had it playing in the background. It's like, oh man, that sounds so clean. And then I kind of started to listen to it when I was on my commute. And
Black ain't
like,
clean?
Huh?
Black ain't clean?
Yeah, that's a good question. What you trying to say? Are people dirty though, huh?
You know, certain hip hop does have that gritty, dark, dirty sound to it. Yeah. So this is kind of shut up, Mike. You're sending me down, and I'm walking right now. I'm like,
you're not going left.
No.
Stay over here. Stay over here.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like when I was listening to it, and I was like, man, this is a very white album, and I was, you know, and I'm like, damn, this is something. You know, Brad Pitt's cousins. Now it has blackness sprinkled throughout the album. You know, he has Melly Mel, Grandmaster Flash on here. He makes a reference to Black Street on here. He brought out KRS-One and got Premier on here. Goody Mob, he referenced Goody Mob in here. So there's some little bit of blackness sprinkled out here and there. That when you hear it, you be like, oh, yeah, it kind of bring you back in. But other than that, I'm not on a moped. I'm not on a moped, man. I'm not trying to get
You're
a
not
moped.
Trying to spend that 800?
Nah, man, it's not me, and that song is not good. And you know, I think that when I think about this album and Macklemore and the white privilege and him going to get Melly Mel and Grandmaster Flat, and all these OGs, right? And I'm thinking that, you know, we often hear people's, you know, we applaud him for doing that, because what would be the opposite of that is, well, I don't see any black artists going to get the, you know, some of the founding fathers and putting them on a record. You know, Macklemore should be applauded for that. So there's
Whose voice was that?
That one thing.
I was about to say, who voice was that?
That's Twitter.
That's the Twitter voice.
That's Twitter.
Okay, I got it.
So there's that, right? And then, so yeah, he's bringing in the OGs and he's giving back and he's at this position and this, that, and the other. Cool.
But then you have Brad Pitt's cousin, again, something I can't identify with. Then, you know, growing up, and then Kevin, and then you got it's another Leon Bridges, who's really popular, has that old school sound to him. Then you go back to St. Ives, which I thought was an interesting song because of his past problems with alcoholism and stuff like that. But when I was like St. Ives, I was like, oh, you know, that's another kind of black thing. But anyway, so then you got Need to Know, which I thought was a good track. Yeah. I did like that. That was cool. I thought Chance was good on that. But then you got Dance Off with never do that again. This Dance Off track was absolutely horrible. Idris Elba, I don't know what the fuck you were thinking. But get that, money, Elba, man. Yeah. Idris Elba's on it.
String a bell, you know. Fuck you up.
String a bell, go fuck you up.
Then Let's Eat, which is about, I guess, body issues, right? So he's having some issues with that. I did like Bolo Tie. I like the way they, I like how YG and Macklemore kind of traded the verses when YG came in. And then there's The Train, and then of course there's the White Privilege 2. All that said, like, there are some things that he's talking about on here, about the addiction, about his friend Kevin being addicted to pills and stuff like that, but it's,
Is it a problem with that though? Like,
well, and see, there's the thing. Yeah. So I don't think that's necessarily a problem with that at all.
Right.
Because I think for Macklemore and for the majority of his fan base, they're going to appreciate and enjoy and like this album. You know, I do like when people address, you know, situations, and he's doing that on here. He's always been open and honest. It's kind of been his thing. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, I just couldn't get with it. Like Tunnels, when it first opened up, and I'm like, oh, he's talking about his experiences and this, that, and the other. And then, you know, it's rolling into, you know, this unruly mess I made. And it's like, oh, we should feel sorry for poor Macklemore because, you know, he just went here and then he won the award and now everybody's attacking him and he feel guilty about that. So there's the white guilt and the white tears there. And then he bookended with White Privilege 2, be like, hey, look, guys, I made a mess, but look, I'm going to try to help you guys out, you know, a little bit more. But, you know, so I'm going to make this White Privilege 2. I'm going to bring attention to the white privilege that we have. Man, it's like, it just wasn't working for me. Like, you're talking about on this album, like, you know, certain issues that you have friends that, you know, have gone through with the pain addiction and, you know, the addiction of medicines and stuff like that. You're attacking the pharmacy issue while we're dying in the fucking streets. So for me, it's like, I can't necessarily relate to that. I haven't had any people, any friends that experienced any of that issues either. But for me, it's like, so I can't relate to it, but I can relate to and see motherfucking black people dying in the streets. And, you know, and that's why, you know, part of it is just like, that's not
that's
something
your
that
connection.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not a problem for me. My problem is, you know, other shit.
If a middle class white person said that, you would throw a fit. If a middle class white person did that exact same mm-hmm. statement, they said they listened to an album and they were just like, yeah, I can't relate to this because
they do
these,
say it though.
And it bothers you, doesn't it?
They can't relate to it because they don't relate to it.
But it bothers you that white people, if a white person said that, you're not going to sit here and tell me that that would not piss you off.
I would understand them not relating to it because they're removed from the issues.
But you don't, but you're
like, it's like,
you're following people not being empathetic. That's what I'm really asking.
You know what? It kind of goes back to Vince Staples' Senorita video, where he shows like all of the issues that's going on in the community and it peels back and it's white people behind the wall.
Sure.
That's kind of how I kind of view that. So I can't get upset at them because to them or to some, not all, because I don't get fucking mad, but there are people out here that are removed from that and they're looking at it from behind the glass wall, from their safety. So, you know, if they can't relate or they can't be empathetic to what's going on, it doesn't affect them in any kind of way.
Right, but that's not what I'm asking. What I'm saying is you don't have a problem with a lack of empathy because that's what you're showing. And if everybody showed a lack of empathy, then no problems would get solved.
No, I'm not showing a lack of empathy because I understand
that these are
Macklemore's pains and that these problems do exist. I'm more concerned about problems that directly affect me. I'm not showing a lack of empathy to what he's writing and rapping about. That's some real shit.
You're just more concerned.
I'm just more concerned about black people dying in the streets.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
FIFO and Ken make some good points, but for me personally, I mean, I guess. I like Macklemore for his honesty throughout this album, him touching on issues and everything. It just seemed like the music itself just was, besides the first track, I thought the first track was really, really dope. I like the first track, him kind of bringing us in and the Grammy performance and everything like that. Besides YG, I thought a lot of the features on her just didn't, it didn't seem like they meshed well for some reason. Like, it's like Macklemore and the MCs didn't really mesh that well for some reason. KRS, not saying that they were whack. I thought Ryan Lewis kind of, because I was expecting like that big type of almost similar production from The Heist, so I kind of, some of it he had like some big production, but I thought on this he kind of went to the more, I guess you want to say, I guess typical type production, like the Brad Pitt, I hated that song, but like I thought the beat was a lot different from what I've heard from Ryan Lewis in the past. That one, the one with YG was different. I mean, he had like a little West Coast, I guess because of him being featured on it, he wanted to make sure he's comfortable with the track, I guess. But other than that, though, I just felt like, even though Macklemore was very honest and very, you know, open in most of this album, I just feel like some of the songs were just really corny. Like, the dance-off was just so awful. Brad Pitt's Cousin was so awful. I didn't even care too much for the St. Ives track. I didn't like the Let's Eat track.
Oh,
the tracks that were just so bad just really just messed up the vibe for this album. It was just like, oh, God. Like, he could at least gave me a little bit more songs like, you know, Light Tunnels and Growing Up. That was like probably another one of the tracks that I liked. Kevin's old Leon, he was singing, wasn't he?
Yeah, man, he was singing, boy.
He was singing, boy.
He was singing his ass off.
Yeah, it's, for the most part, yeah, the replay value for this was just like, nothing at all. I didn't, and maybe it could because what you say, because it's just such a white album, I guess, with Ken. I don't know. It didn't really connect with me as far as the replay value. But I mean, you know, like I said, I even enjoyed Heist a little much more than this. Yeah, I like the Heist much more than this. But it just seemed like with this one, I feel like the tracks that were corny were super, super corny and so over the top that it just kind of just. It didn't do nothing for me at all.
Does the album have messaging throughout of it, like that white privilege, or that's just that song?
No, it's just that one song.
It's that one song.
Really?
Messaging.
What do you mean?
One song like white privilege.
Yeah, not like, mean like white privilege or message in general?
No, like white. I'm sure it has messaging in it, but yeah,
I thought you were saying messaging.
No. I'm sure he sees deeper than that, but I'm just saying like it's for like white privilege.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
he closed
out the album with that.
He closed out the album with that. So he dropped the song with the old school rap. Mm-hmm. That was the first single.
Yeah. Well, Kevin technically came out before that, mm-hmm. but okay. I don't think it was labeled.
I think he released that as a single second after the Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Kevin came out a while ago.
It did.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I heard that before mm-hmm. Downtown.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
I think Downtown was the first like big like, hey, this is a single new album.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess the reason why I was asking that is because like I remember like just from the conversation, when you guys were saying like. It's good that he's saying it so he can get it to his demographic. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering if that was the whole thing behind saying this whole thing. So that's not even the thing behind it.
It was a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, setup.
Damn.
It wasn't a setup.
This unruly mess I made.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was
light
thinking.
Tunnels. This is a setup.
No, it's not. He did the same thing with Heist.
Look at Ken.
He did the same thing. Don't listen to Ken.
All right, go ahead.
He did the same thing with Heist. Mm-hmm. He released fucking Same Love. It's not like the whole fucking album was about gay people.
Right.
It's the same shit.
I guess he did. I guess that's right.
This is what Macklemore does. He's the
well, I guess it's a setup in a sense then.
But he's not. It's not a setup in the sense that he's trying to make you think that oh, my entire album is about this particular subject because there was Same Love and there was Thrift Shop. If you pay attention mm-hmm. to what he's doing, it's
can I be honest? Not necessarily thinking that it was going to be about solely about just that one thing, mm-hmm. but this unruly mess I made and then White Privilege 2, combining those two, I'm like, oh, maybe he may talk about
to a major one
something else.
To
and then there was Light Tunnel, so it was just the way they all kind of, the sequencing of those events kind of made me think that it was going to be a little bit more than
interesting.
Gotcha. What I got.
Yeah.
That's your fault. So, boy, what? How's he my boy?
Because you've been listening to him more than everybody.
I've been jamming Macklemore for a minute.
Yeah.
I like him too. No, I like him too. I'm just talking. I'm messing around. I like white people. I like white people. Trust me, I do.
No, I've been a big fan of Macklemore since the beginning, but all I can give this album is a big fat M-E-H, man. This whole thing was meh. Mm. Light Tunnels was dope. I thought it was great, but it was a typical, overdramatic, long-ass Macklemore song, but it was good. It was good.
And that was a Ryan Lewis production I was kind of expecting.
See, that's where I disagree with you, but I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But Downtown, garbage. I said that when the fucking song came out. You've been gone for a minute, and this is what you're giving us after this big fucking break. That track was trash. It was so fucking bad. And then by the time it got to Brad Pitt's cousin, I really want to turn this fucking album off. I was like, I cannot believe how fucking terrible this album is. Pretty much from Downtown all the way to Kevin, this album was dead to me. It was a struggle listening to any of these songs. I'll even say I didn't care for Buckshot. Buckshot could have been good, but it wasn't. And I agree with B that KRS-One did not fit. It sounded like a very typical KRS-One verse. The beat was very dated sounding. It was just not anything exciting for me. When I saw KRS-One and Macklemore, I felt like they could have done something very creative with that song. And a song about fucking graffiti. And it was just like, it was so forced. So all the way down to Kevin. I liked Kevin, even though I didn't like it at the beginning. When I first heard that song a while ago, I didn't care for Kevin. So now listening to the album, I can't tell if it's the fact that the song has grown on me or if it's just so much better than the shitty songs that preceded it. So I'm not sure.
It's Leon.
But no, because Leon was on before. And I still didn't like the song. But Kevin, St. Ides, and Need to Know. Those three songs, he was on a roll. Then you hit Dance Off. From Dance Off, pretty much to the end, I was like, dead to me again. So, now The Train was good, but I did not like Bolo Tie. I did not like Let's Eat. I seriously do not understand what happened. You know, Macklemore, I think I'm just over the whole look at me, I'm a corny white guy routine. Like, it worked a while ago, like with his, I forget the name of the mixtape, but he had a mixtape that came out around the same time as the Versus EP. And there were some funny songs on there, like where he's talking about coming too early because he met some hot chick or whatever. Those tracks were actually pretty funny. I did not giggle one fucking time on this album. And again, Brad Pitt's cousin, you need to never in your entire life do a song like that again. It's not funny. It was just so corny. And the whole song, it was just, I mean, the whole album, it was just like, the overwhelming theme of this album was corn. It was. And it was just sad because I feel like The Heist was a great album. But the songs that were on here, I feel like the good songs were just as good, if not better, than what was on The Heist. But these bad songs were some of the worst songs I have ever heard from Macklemore. And I don't even know what else to say. Like, and the production, that's all I was gonna say. The production, I don't think the production was much different than The Heist. And I think that was the problem. It's like Ryan Lewis just kind of ran into a fucking wall and just recreated what he's already done. A whole bunch of fucking strings and this orchestra type sounds. It's like, you've already done that. Like, do something a little bit different. I just don't understand what happened, dude. I just don't. Like, this album, I liked 6 songs out of the 13. That's less than 50%. That's a fucking F. So I hate to say it, because I really think Macklemore is a talented rapper. And I like the fact that he brings issues to the table that other people don't think about, like talking about the prescription medication industry and you know, a lot of rappers don't even touch on these subjects. And I think that that's great, but I don't like Wannabe Funny Macklemore. I think that's what it really boils down to. I like heavy, I'm overly serious and I have that serious face Macklemore. I like that. I like that the I'm talking about serious topics Macklemore. I don't like the look at me, I'm fucking Jack Tripper Macklemore. No, I'm over that shit. Like, it's not funny anymore.
I like how you put breaking down shit sometimes, because I guess that's what it is. Some not all of it, but a lot of my disconnect is that silliness. Like what the fuck? Because he does bring a lot of those issues to the tables that I haven't heard another rapper talking about this type of stuff, which is the reason why I say it's a good album, because people need to rap about this type of stuff. These are issues. These are things that really affect people. And we're not just talking about old people with a certain demographic. We're talking about kids. Kids are hooked on these prescription drugs. And just like how you described in the song, like, oh, you can't sleep, just take this. Oh, you can't do this. And all we're doing is just creating zombies. You know what I'm saying? But let me digress a little bit. Should he have gone that route? Because I think that I think it could have been a better project, because I think it would have maintained that seriousness. Overall, I think you guys did a good job, because I like the fact that you guys talk about deeper issues. I don't necessarily like some of the corniness. Like, I think that's where a lot of the disconnect for me comes from, because I feel like you guys make great content. It's really dope. It's introspective. I think the production, I fuck with Ryan Lewis, I fuck with your production. It was just that there was a disconnect here for me to going back and listening to it. I don't know why. I think we gave four perspectives as to why not, and I still can't quantify it. But overall, man, you guys, you guys have a big fan base, and it's, you're not always going to be able to cater to everybody. And for me, you didn't necessarily cater to what I would want out of you. But if your fans love this, then great job.
Yeah, Macklemore, if you're watching, hang around some more black people, man. you know.
Yeah, okay. I know.
It's one thing, you can hire black people.
Dirty as fuck.
He went there.
Oh, God. Man. Oh, man.
This is very true, though.
Oh, man. But I think FIFO said it best towards the end, is that, yeah, it's just, I like the heavy shit. I like when you address stuff like that. I think that's important. We need it in hip hop. We need these messages to get out. Just the other songs that were not in that realm didn't quite connect for me, but it probably did for your primary audience, the people that like you and mess with you. It just was a disconnect for me. But you know, I think you're definitely talented. I think you're good at what you do. This particular album didn't work for me, and you know, that's it. White Privilege.
Yeah, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. Yeah, this album didn't do anything for me. I just thought, you know, like I said before, the corny songs was just, it kind of really messed up my vibe this whole album. I like just, I'm kind of like Mike. I like your more serious, I like the serious tone, Macklemore, more than your goofiness. And other than that, I mean, hopefully you make a better product. Hopefully y'all make a better product next time. That's something I can have a good replay value of. But other than that, not this album.
I think you're one of the best writers in rap music, Macklemore. I think when you hit your mark, you really, 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 really hit your mark. Unfortunately for this album, I don't think you were in your zone. I don't think you really hit the mark. I think a lot of the songs that I didn't enjoy due to the content being a little lame, in my opinion, I think they could have been more enjoyable had the rapping been better, had the instrumentals been better. But I feel like the instrumentals were just okay, and the rapping a lot of time was a bit flat. And it's a shame, because I don't feel like this was a great follow-up to Album of the Year. You know what I mean? So I think that you still have it in you, Macklemore. You still have it in you, Ryan Lewis, to make a fourth official project that can be incredible. But this corny shit just is not, it just doesn't sit well with me. But again, I think we're all not crazy. We know we're not exactly your intended audience. So maybe we're talking out of our ass. Maybe the people that do like your music are telling you this is fucking fantastic. So I'm not saying you should listen to us, but if you are trying to reach people in our demographic, you're bypassing very, very, very high. So yeah, this is not a good album for me.